Since I started this channel, I've made a video like this pretty much every year, how to reinvent yourself before the coming year. And for the most part, there has been some excitement and enthusiasm at the possibility of a fresh start, a brand new year. But this year, more than ever, it's not really a gimmick. I feel extraordinarily excited for the coming year. And I feel a confidence in myself that I haven't felt in like a year and a half. I'm in a truly fantastic season of my life, and I'm pumped about all that I am pursuing, all that I will chase in the year ahead. My heart, my focus, my vision is so freaking clear that I have no doubts, even though there will be challenges to come, I have no doubts that 2025 will likely be one of the more exciting, memorable, heartfelt years of my life. And I want the same for you. So in this video, I want to talk about how to make 2025 your best year ever. It's a hokey title, but in the hoke, we are finding some absolute truth and inspiration. So the first idea in this video is that you actually have to take stock of the year prior. Take stock of 2024. Now, at the time of making this video, this year has still a month left, but we can more or less tell and see how the year has gone and how it might end. And for my own part, the big breakthrough of 2024 was the launch of my second channel, Sinbad Trains. And that's because endurance racing became one of the few segments of my life in which I was getting consistent, true progress. And I clung to that. The truth is, in 2023, in August of 23, my business sank a considerable amount, and I had to let go of a number of team members who are very near and dear to me. It was a really heartbreaking process, actually, and it was like a slow dagger piercing the armor, where these people who I loved hanging out with, some of them were my best friends, we just couldn't work together anymore. There was a fallout in brotherhood with some people who are very close to me, and I think some of those relationships and whatnot, I'm still trying to recover from. And so in the winter of 2023, bleeding into, I would say, into the spring of 2024, I was trying to find a new direction for myself. I was struggling, and I tried to fix it with a little bit of travel. I went to like 5 different cities over the winter. I tried to find it through like just different ambitions outside of just the YouTube channel and outside of acting and filmmaking and all these things that I love. And one of the things that actually stuck and went well for me was endurance racing. And so I clung to that. For 4 months, I went really, really hard on a marathon prep, from Mesa Marathon to Grandma's Marathon to Twin Cities in the fall. And sprinkling in the midst of them, I even worked in a half Ironman, and I'll be closing out this year with another half Ironman in Florida. So over the course of this year, 5 major endurance events, in which I finally clocked into a 3:21 marathon in October, and hopefully will aspire towards a sub-6-hour half Ironman this December. So marathoning was a huge win for me this year, but in many respects, I realized that there were some inefficiencies in my process and inefficiencies in my vision in 2024 that made it less effective than years have passed. I also realized that, you know, maybe my business model and perhaps understanding of YouTube was not as strong as it once was. And so I had to take stock of where I was at and what I wanted to do with the direction moving forward. You have to take stock. How did your year go? There probably is a lot more good that happened with this year than you might realize if it wasn't a good year. And if it was a great year for you, that is also worth taking note of, worth taking stock of. For me, 2024 was insanely successful in many respects. A newfound relationship that I fostered that eventually found its legs. The reworking of my team. I mean, most notably with my new videographer, core videographer, Rolando, joining the team. And a new band of thieves who have partnered with me, or at least are coming together in this new season. But in order for the next year to be good, you got to take stock. What went right? What went wrong? What are all the great experiences you've had this year? Because I'm sure there's been many. And what are some things that you need to learn from? You know, some habits of yours that didn't serve you, or maybe things you didn't take on that didn't serve you, that you need to sort of adopt and change moving forward. You don't necessarily need to make a judgment call in this step with how this year went and what you need to do. But you at the very least need to take stock. Okay, here's what I did right. You know, for my own part, I pushed myself physically harder than I ever have. And for that, I'm very proud. You know, I've ran some insane 20-mile runs at incredible paces and stayed in a persistent state of agony this year. I think those are some of my, you know, most endearing, proud moments of the season thus far. With a co-writer, I finally finished the first part of a feature film script. Just to finish the script and have it actually be good was so, so powerful. We started our first few shoots for that in May of this year, and after taking a hiatus, we resumed production in October. So much in 2024 went right, and so much I am learning from, but am learning from with like great gratitude and heart, I'm going to push forward with. Before getting on to the rest of the principles, I want to take a quick pause here to give a shout out to the sponsor of this video, Nomadic. Nomadic is a travel apparel and backpack company that I have been a huge fan of for years. Back in the day, Peter McKinnon did his first camera backpack collaboration with Nomadic, and I would look at that backpack. It was way too expensive for me at the time, but I would look at that backpack. It was so beautiful, and I would think to myself, like, I've always been a fan of like well-made luxury goods. I've actually always been a fan of like travel gear, backpacks, things like that, even stationery and pens. I just think when the travel tools and the tools related to videography and filmmaking are good, it makes you want to do better work. And the amazing thing is they finally, you know, I don't know, my good fortune, they reached out to me and wanted to partner with me. And I got to tell you, it's like the most premium, high quality goods you could have. One piece of gear that we use all the time is the Peter McKinnon camera sling, which we can house like a camera body and two lenses in, and then a bunch of batteries. It's so, so useful when we're on a shoot, but we just want to toggle between two lenses. I also use their everyday backpack daily. It's like my main driver. It has all these beautiful pockets, which I can put in like a nice notebook, my laptop, an SD card, pens. It's like so well organized. It's so well constructed, and they're extremely high quality. And right now they're running a sale on most of their items. So most of their gear is like 20% off for Black Friday, but even some items are up to 40% off. If you use my link in the description box, you'll get a great discount and you can try out a bunch of their stuff. They have a great jacket that we love to wear that I gifted my videographer, and also a great travel suitcase. All of their apparel, all of their gear is so, so fantastic. And it's just like a premium company at a very reasonable price. This company is one of the best, and it's truly my good fortune that I'm partnering with them. I'm very, very proud to be working with them. So thank you, Nomadic, for sponsoring this video. This brings me to the next idea of the video, and one that is just so exciting, so fun to take on. It's an exercise, a thought exercise that you should do that will very much be beneficial to you. I have repeatedly come to realize that when you break your life up into 3-month-long segments, 12-week-long segments, you can pay attention to and take on goals that are on the edge of what is possible. And so your exercise with this principle, and is so, so important for you to do, is to figure out 12 goals that could be at the edge of what is possible every 3 months. The way to do this in terms of a framework is break up your next year into 3-month-long chunks. I like to give each season, each 3-month-long chunk, a color. I don't know, it just kind of excites me. So I'm currently in the gray season right now, as it'll close out the year. And even on my phone, you know, I have a picture of Thomas Shelby, and I'm saying, oh, it's the gray season. You know, in the gray season, I'm trying to do these three things. And with every season, you should have only 3 goals. Maybe one artistic or business related, one fitness. I think there should always be one fitness goal per season, and then perhaps one other goal. When you set ambitions for your goals, the goals should only focus on the inputs, the things that you definitively can do. So back in the day, I would set a goal like, I'm going to get a Hollywood agent by this date. But a Hollywood agent goal, that is a requirement. It requires someone else to give me permission. And so it's not a viable goal. Even I found I'm going to get a job by a certain date. That is not a viable goal because I need permission from someone else. The variables get too wonky when another person's permission is involved. So now I break my goals down into my own chunks. Like, what are goals that I can set that are entirely driven by my inputs? So me hitting 135 overhead press for 8 reps, which is one of my goals in the first season of next year, which I'm calling the blue season. That's entirely driven by my own inputs, right? So set 3 goals with every season for a total of 12 goals over the course of the year that are at the edge of what is possible. Let me just give you a few examples with what I'm working on right now leading into next year. So right now I'm in the gray season. This stretch started from October, November, December, closing out the year. My goal was to resume production on my feature film project, River Rats, and release it in installments on YouTube every 3 or 4 months. So the first part, with our good fortune, hopefully will come out at the top of the year. Right, in fact, our hope is right around January 1st, we release the first installment. We finally get to show you what we've been working on pretty much for the entirety of 2024 in some capacity, and show you, kick off the start of the story. One of my goals this season is finish part 1 of River Rats. Another goal is the sub 6-hour half Ironman in Florida. That's another goal that is an insanely achievable, but at the edge of possible milestone for me. It's very exciting. It gives me definitive progress to work towards every day, because if I get in the pool and instead of doing being able to do six laps without taking a break to catch my breath, I can do seven. You know, if I can do seven laps straight, or I can work up to 1600 meters in the pool that day, which I'd never done before, then I get a sense of achievement every day with that goal. And it's something that I can document. It's purely based off inputs. Now, whether or not I succeed in Florida, that's irrelevant, because the goal is associated with my inputs. One of my other goals is 100 submissions into film festivals, talent agents, and casting directors by the end of the next year. Originally, the goal might have been, I want to get the movie submitted into a film festival, or I wanted to win a film festival award, but I can't control that. But I can control the inputs. I can control submitting to a festival. I can control sending it off to an agent or a casting director. So that's actually a goal, is just send it to 100 film festivals, casting directors, and agents. Another goal is the sub 3-hour marathon at Grandma's Marathon. The truth is, my buddy Eric Floberg, and he's also my running coach, you know, he sort of tipped me off that a lot of BPN athletes are going to Grandma's Marathon this year. So me being a Minnesota local and just being 2 hours away from the race, I just signed up for it early in advance. Usually that race sells out by November. But I said, you know, why not? Why not go for the sub 3-hour marathon next year? I'll start that build in like March. And so that's another, it's an achievable milestone. I mean, it's on the edge of possible. So hopefully that gives you some idea of the types of goals you should set. And what I've repeatedly found is that three goals every season is totally doable. You only have three things to think about. If you just have one goal, that can be very good, but if you get stuck in it, it's like you don't know what else to do with your day. And sometimes certain ambitions, they have roadblocks with them. So if you can just have three that you're working towards in any season, and every season runs 3 or 4 months long, that amount of focus, it's like the perfect amount of variety, focus, and periodization with time, where things become very, very achievable. And if you do this 3-month chunks at a time over the course of a year, you realize that your year went hard as fuck. You had a great year and you made a ton of progress. And so it's a very, very exciting exercise to do. It might take you an hour and a half to do, but it's certainly worth doing. Nail the diet. Nail your diet. In 2025, nail your diet. Eat everything good and eat nothing bad. Or at least keep it so minimal that it just, you are great. People tell me all the time now, I feel as if I've aged backwards over these last 2 years. And not by much, but I'm almost 32 years old and I look decent for my age, partially because I've given so much more importance to my diet. What a gift, what a glorious thing that you and I, we can go to a grocery store and we can buy healthy food. I can buy broccoli, kale, veggies, you know, lean meats. I can buy the cleanest, purest foods. And as expensive as groceries have gotten in the last year, I can reasonably purchase microgreens, you know, peppers, all this great stuff. And just by that alone, I can be powered up by the sun. I can be like fully charged up, in alignment, pure. This is the one thing that we all do every day. We eat food. And to eat pure, clean, nutritious food that is also delicious, that's also filling, that just makes you feel great. It is such a gift, and I never want to eat junk food because I'm so excited about eating healthy food. And I've really locked in on this so much more this fall. The truth is, the movie project that we're working on has a shirtless boxing scene, and so I just wanted to look decent for the boxing scene. So for a few weeks there, I just really started to eat like double the salads and then just like quite clean, like getting super, super clean with my diet. And more so than the physique change, my face has started reading a lot better on camera. You know, like your skin starts to look so much better. And so this is one of the things, even if you're busy, no matter what, you can meal prep, you can do what it takes, grocery shop 2 or 3 times a week. My videographer has adopted my diet, and just in this little bit of time, he's dropped like 2% body fat, 2 or 2.5% body fat in 2 months. Just because he eats my diet. And if you're curious about how I structure my diet, I'll put a card for a video called Your Face Works the Same as Your Abs, which just talks about just what I discovered about nutrition over the last year. Greens, I have found, are very good for you. Lean protein sources like lean beef, chicken, I don't eat it often, but salmon and tuna I think is also good. Protein sources, eggs, egg whites, tofu. And then for micronutrients and just like overall well-being, vegetables are very good. Fruits and vegetables, you know, broccolini, berries, mushrooms, peppers. I think all of that is so, so good for your vitality. And then when it comes to carbs, white rice and sweet potatoes, I think are fantastic. Cottage cheese, I think is also really great. I mix my creatine into cottage cheese. More or less, we know at this point what a healthy diet looks like. But when you go to the grocery store, look at the aisles, especially with just all these like healthy foods, and just eat healthy foods and eat them all the time and eat them as much as possible. Make yourself smoothies that are full of like berries and bananas and nutrients, and just be powered up by the sun. it's one of those things that's so easy to neglect when you're busy. You can just start eating processed food. You can eat takeout all the time. But if you just decide, like, no, I'm just going to eat clean. I'm going to eat at home. I'm going to cook my meals. You can just feel so, so sharp. You feel so good. Just a week and a half ago, I went to my high school reunion. Bunch of people from high school. So many of the guys, you know, we're in our early 30s now, but I feel bad saying it. They're so much heavier than they once were, man. They're heavy. They've gained a lot of weight. They look a lot older. And the thing is, you don't have to age very quickly. In fact, you can stay young for a long, long time if you just eat well. And if you are going to be chasing these huge milestones in the coming year, power yourself up by eating well. The next idea in this video that I want to talk about has to do with doing that day's work and not missing days. Every season, if you have three objectives, so, you know, January through March of next year, that's going to be the blue season for me. My goals will be River Rats Part 2, the 135 overhead press for 8 reps, and gaining this new certification that I've had my eye on. With those three goals, I have my day's work with those items every day. I also have some requirements with uploading YouTube videos and fulfilling my video agency clients and my coaching clients and whatnot. But my responsibilities with my milestones, they're always there before me. And on any day's given day's work, it's not that difficult. You know, if the goal is strength, then I just need to complete that day's lift. Make sure I recover from it. It's not hard to do, but it's also easy to, you know, ignore it. It's easy to let it go for that day. And the key to all of this, and the key to having your best year ever, is to have a manageable amount of stuff to do every day. It's sufficient enough work where you're like, sometimes it's annoying to do, but it's not so much, it's not so heavy that your life is joyless. For instance, yesterday I swam, I took a swim lesson, then I swam like 1200 meters. It took me a little bit of time, it really took it out of me. And then I did the shoot for River Rats, which is like this amazing boxing set piece that we were able to pull together. Let me tell you, going into both of those endeavors, I didn't want to do it, okay? I really didn't want to do it because swimming is like suffocating yourself if you're not great at it. And so it's very challenging and psychologically taxing. And then going into a big, big videography shoot, as much as I love acting and filmmaking, is just stressful. It's stressful and you worry you're going to not get the shot. You're not going to get audio. You're just stressed out sometimes, man. It's just like these are high stakes things that we go into sometimes. I didn't want to do it. All I did was show up. You just show up to that day's work and you just don't miss days. If you just do not miss days, you don't allow yourself to miss a day, things will go great. Even with this YouTube video today, I was writing the script all day. I was struggling. I was wondering what I wanted to say, and I felt like I didn't have it together. But this video, as trite as it is, was my part of my day's work today. And I wanted to make it, and I wanted to just give the best I could with it. So here I am, you know, talking about how to make 2025 your best year ever. But at the same time, I could have easily skipped it today. Could have walked away. And sometimes when, you know, that you set an agenda for that day, things get in the way. It's still possible to complete something, but like these nuisances, they can get in the way from you accomplishing your task. With videography and like making videos, especially if you commit to a schedule, sometimes what happens with my clients all the time is like the battery died on the camera or the light fixture's battery died. You know, you're short on time or something. And then in those moments, making the video as opposed to not, you know, it just makes a world of difference in terms of the results you get. Sometimes it's almost as if God is testing you to see if you'll complete that day's agenda. And then if you complete it, if you can manage to push yourself through and get it done, you are promised that breakthrough in due time. But if you don't, then, you know, like the storyline doesn't continue. This great adventure that is your life, it doesn't get to continue. And I've noticed this all the time in swimming since my last marathon, because with swimming, it just wasn't going well. And so many times I would just swim 25 meters, take a break, swim 25, take a break. And eventually I work up to 500 meters or 800 meters. And I feel like I'm not progressing. And then somehow under the surface, you realize, oh my God, I've been getting better all along. Like progress actually has been occurring. I have been improving. I just wasn't noticing it at the time. The key to that breakthrough happening is like, whatever it is there that day, you just do it. One of my clients, he has this amazing concept and amazing video. He's an AI solution architect. You should check out his channel. I think his channel is called Kiki Codes. But he talks about how studying Python and studying some programming language for 30 minutes a day can turn you into a solutions architect in a year's time. Basically a very, very proficient coder in a year's time. If you just commit to learning 30 minutes of something new every day, something tactical. And so that's so true. On any given day, if you're studying for something, yeah, you don't want to study that 30 minutes that day. You don't want to study that hour that day. Even for me, you know, going back, getting some new certifications. Some days I don't feel like studying. You know, some days I don't feel like doing the swim session or the workout or the pre-production on the movie. I don't feel like doing it. And it's on those days I just like, I don't know, you just can negotiate with yourself. You push yourself through and you get it done, you know. And if you can do that day's work and not miss days, that is the secret. That is going to get you to the results. And then the last idea I want to say in this video is to look at that season's goals every day, twice a day. There's something magical about just always being obsessed on your goal and just looking at it every day, twice a day. Twice a day. It's just like you never lose sight of the plot line that is unfolding. You never lose sight of the vision. You just keep doing the next thing. Even better than that, sometimes when you look at those three goals at night and you look at them in the morning, your subconscious works better. You get luckier. You get intuition. You get hunches. In my last video, I said, you know, God wants you to follow your dream. God and the intuition and the superconscious mind, to me, they all come from that same source energy. So they're very connected. And the more you just stay in tune with that, you visualize it, you stay present with it, the more, you know, it can get done. And that's just so exciting. So stay with it and stay on the edge of what is possible. You know, keep those three goals in that season in mind. And then when you achieve them, you get this great celebration every 3 months. You get to succeed and feel proud and do something great. If you follow the system, basically the year will end with 12 major milestones achieved. 12 milestones at the edge of what is possible, done over and over. It's the best way to live. It's going to lead to your best year ever. If you're new here, my name is Nikhil. This channel features one video about every 2 weeks. If you're into endurance racing, endurance training, you can find my second channel, Sinbad Trains, also one long form video about every 2 weeks. And lastly, if you want to connect with me further, especially if you want to see behind the scenes footage of the movie we're working on, I'm so proud of what we filmed so far. I'm really nervous of what is to come because it's just so ambitious, this thing. But I'm proud of what has happened thus far. So if you want to keep up with the behind the scenes of the movie, especially, you can find me on Instagram at nrajapande. And with that, I just want to say to those of us who keep chasing those next milestones, to us, I say greatness is coming. We'll catch you next time.